This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio Network. USA Radio Network. Great day in Trump land. Tell you about all the hottest news stories in America, including one that sums up who liberals really are in 1 second. First, I want to remind you, Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about 9 times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Just to show you what liberals have really become, what they've really become. Remember when Ilhan Omar made that comment about 9/11? Somebody did something to someone. You just can't believe someone could describe something like 9/11, the worst terror attack in America's history, one of the worst in the history of the world, as someone did something to someone. And now an NYU professor says, when did the memory of 9/11 become sacred? Talia Levin, a professor of journalism at NYU, New York University, came under fire for tweeting, when did the memory of 9/11 become sacred? In what way and to whom? What kind of a name is that? Talia Levin. I don't know. Levin. L-A-V-I-N. I don't know, but she's a sick woman, a mentally ill witch, and she should be fired immediately by NYU. NYU is literally next to 9/11. My God, it steps away. Lavin's remarks come in the wake of the controversy over Representative Ilhan Omar's decision to refer to the terrorist attack as some people did something. Many people across the country, including President Trump, have condemned Omar for her dismissive words. But after President Trump tweeted a video alternating between Omar's comments and scenes of destruction caused by the attacks, Ms. Levin responded by saying the campaign to get Ilhan Omar murdered continues apace, before then asking how the terrorist attack became regarded as a sacred memory. 2,977 Americans died in those 4 attacks. The victims ranged from 2 years old to 85 years old and included 403 firefighters and police officers. When did it become sacred? God. When Representative Dan Crenshaw criticized supporters of Representative Omar for questioning his devotion to 9/11. To Dan Crenshaw, who isn't just the U.S. congressman, forget about that. I don't expect you to have to, genuflect to a congressman and show respect to a congressman if you don't want to. Don't do it. You're a lowlife, but don't do it. But he has a patch on his eye because he lost his eye in a battle in Afghanistan, and she called him S-H-I-T head. Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL, lost an eye when an IUD blast went off while fighting in the Helmand province of Afghanistan in 2012. Medically retired from the military in 2016, awarded a Purple Heart, 2 Bronze Stars, 1 with Valor, and a Navy Commendation Medal with Valor. After Lavin drew criticism for insult, however, she doubled down on a remark, tweeting, actually, you're right. I should respect his rank. His name is Lieutenant Commander S-C-H-I-T Head. It's not the first time she's verbally attacked a United States military veteran. In 2018, and has since deleted tweets, Mrs. Levin suggested Justin Garter, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer, ICE officer, had a tattoo that was a Nazi symbol. However, in a statement released by ICE, it became clear not only was Gardner's tattoo not a Nazi symbol, it was actually Titan II, the symbol of the Marine platoon that Gardner served in while in Afghanistan. He served three combat deployments with the Marine Corps, including two in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, where he lost both his legs to an IED blast. So she's really standing in some interesting territory, isn't she? This gal, this Talia Tavin, Lavin, L-A-V-I-N. She's now attacked two people. One lost an eye, the other lost both legs, sacrificing and fighting for us and the United States of America and our freedoms. Wow. And listen to her background. As previously reported by Campus Reform, after the ICE response, Lavin was fired from her position as a fact checker for The New Yorker, only to be hired as a journalism professor at NYU. She now teaches a class titled Reporting on the Far Right and has a focus on far-right extremism and social justice. That's the left. I keep trying to tell you that's the left in the United States of America today, and it is sick. It is disgusting. It is extreme. It is radical. It is communist. And the other thing I keep saying about the left is they're just a bunch of creeps who are looking to get rich at your expense. You can't preach socialism and then admit you're rich, can you? Yeah, you can if you're Bernie Sanders, if you're Beto O'Rourke, if you're Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm sure Ilhan Omar, you're all getting rich with book deals and movie scripts and speaking gigs. That's what they all wanted. This is all about getting rich and enriching themselves. Got nothing. Nothing to do with helping you or the average person. And no sooner I say that, because I said it every day on this show, practically, and every day in my tweets. Headline, Ocasio-Cortez hired top Hollywood talent agency to get her book deal, but the project fell through. She's the Democratic Socialist who became the darling of the mainstream media, reportedly hired one of the top Hollywood talent agencies in an effort to get a book deal, but the effort fell through for unknown reasons. Multiple publishing industry sources told the Daily Beast the freshman Democrat retained CAA, Creative Artists Agency, and took meetings earlier this year about writing a book. The project, one industry source said, was ultimately pulled, but for reasons that remain mysterious. But there's my point. They're looking to get rich in America based on capitalism. You know, Bernie Sanders made $1 million the last 2 years, and his excuse is, well, I wrote a book. You can get rich in America writing a book, too. That's what he said. If you're really a socialist slash communist, why wouldn't you just take the million, pay your $400,000 in taxes, and of the six that's left, keep like $20,000 and give the other $580 to poor people? If you're really a socialist, why would you? And how about this? You're free in America. I mean, the income tax rate's way too high. At the top end, what is it, 38%? Way too high. You think I'm going to give you 38% of what I make when I do all the work? Way too high. But that's okay. Liberals think it's way too low. So you're free in America to give any amount you want. Why can't you give 99% to the government? If liberals are so sure the taxes are too low on the rich, then when liberals get rich, why don't they give 99% or at least some amount more than the actual tax to the government? Have you ever heard of one liberal ever in history who ever gave more than they owe to the government? Ever? No. Why? Why is that? And do any liberals ever give to charity? No, we've now totally, talk about the emperor has no clothes, we've totally defrocked Beto O'Rourke and Bernie Sanders, two commies who make millions of dollars and give nothing to charity, 1% to charity. Bernie Sanders gives 1%, Beto gives 1%. How do you explain that? Because they're miserable people who care about nobody but themselves. Miserable. Miserable, miserable, miserable. Let me find the Beto O'Rourke. Here it is. Beto O'Rourke gives bizarre answer when asked about his stingy charitable donations. He's had a tough rollout for the 2020 presidential campaign. First, he dissed his own wife. Then he became an internet meme for standing atop counters in diners across the country. Now he's being questioned as to why he gives so little to charity. On Tuesday, he was confronted by a voter during University of Virginia Town Hall about his miserly charitable giving. He released tax returns showing him and his wife gave $1,166 to charity in 2017, even though they made more than $370,000 that year. If you do the math, that's less than one-third of 1% of their income. So a student asked the former Texas congressman why her sister, who is a recent college graduate, donated more to charity while making much less than he and his wife. O'Rourke's answer was spectacular, and only a Democrat could answer with a straight face. I've served in public office since 2005. I do my best to contribute to the success of my community, of my state, and now of my country. There are ways that I do this that are measurable. There are ways I do it that are immeasurable. There are charities we donate to that we've recorded and itemized. Others we've donated to, we have not. You read that right. He said they sometimes give to charities and just don't take the tax deduction. Liar. He said that just appearing before the town hall full of students should be considered a charitable act. I'm doing everything I can right now, spending this time with you, not with our kiddies back home in El Paso, because I want to sacrifice everything to make sure we meet this moment of truth with everything that we've got. I wonder if he's going to write that off on his tax return. Wow. What a liar. What a liar. And just like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, the socialist from Vermont, made $1,062,000. In 2016, and he donated $10,600 to charity. Wow, that makes him a one percenter. He gave less than 1% of his cool million to charity. Can you imagine what creeps these people are? The other big news story of the day, I think, is that shadowy dark money network behind left-wing causes is exposed in a new report. You know, billions and billions of dollars are given to the Democratic Party in a shadowy group. No one can even tell where the money comes from. You know what I think? I think it backs up my assertion. I believe Democrats are being backed by the Mexican drug cartels. I think it's very clear. It's Mexican drug cartel money. Why do you think the money's in the shadows? Why do you think it's that much? Where are they getting tens of millions, hundreds of millions, $1 billion from that nobody can account for? That's why they're against the wall. That's why they don't recognize a crisis. That's why none of it seems to be a big deal that we have child trafficking and drug trafficking, because they're paid by the Mexican drug cartels. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. Use my promo code USA.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You're going to buy gold and silver. You know you are. You're a conservative. You understand the value of gold and silver, but you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Just call up and find out if you qualify, and they'll ship you $199 coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. So Trump accuses Obama's FBI of making 11 payments to Trump hater Christopher Steele for the phony DNC dossier. Isn't this all interesting? Who's Wayne Root, right? I was a sports handicapper. And I still am a sports handicapper, and I happen to have a political talk show. And I always guess everything right, you know? I wrote a book like 7 years ago, and I said Benghazi was all about, in my opinion, my guess, my educated guess, Obama was trading arms or handing arms to Al-Qaeda to go fight, you know, Syria's government, and they took those arms, and they used them against us at Benghazi, and he couldn't let anybody know that, or he would have lost the election to Mitt Romney, so he lied and made up a story that it was all, you know, there was a riot, and it was based on a movie that no one ever saw, and because of that, 4 Americans got killed. No, they got killed because of you, because it's against the law to trade arms with terrorists, and you did, and you got burned, and the same thing with this. I wrote probably 2 years ago that this dossier was paid for by the FBI. Obama's FBI made payments to Christopher Steele. So now Trump's saying it. Big deal. I said it 2 years ago. Judicial Watch previously released evidence that Fusion GPS and founder Christopher Steele was paid 11 times for their work on the phony dossier. The Clinton campaign also paid for the dossier, along with the FBI, that made its way to the top levels of the Obama deep state and was the only evidence used to spy on the Trump campaign in the 2016 election. So they based the warrants and the FISA court on this BS. Paid for by the FBI, this fraud, paid for by the fraudulent Bureau of Investigation and the Clinton campaign. And then, of course, back to the article I started talking about at the end of last segment, Shadowy Dark Money Network Behind Left-Wing Causes Exposed in a New Report. The UVA, which is University of Virginia, Center for Politics Professor Larry Sabato and the Washington Free Beacon writer Liz Harrington write about campaign cash. And the report describes a band of nonprofits operating under the banner of Washington-based philanthropy company Arabella Advisors. Those pop-up groups are housed in four Arabella-controlled sister nonprofits: the New Venture Fund, the 1630 Fund, the Hopewell Fund, and the Windward Fund. Together, these groups form an interlocking network of dark money pop-up groups and other fiscally sponsored projects, all afloat in a $500 million ocean of cash. The real puppeteer, though, is Arabella Advisors, which has managed to largely conceal its role in coordinating so much of the professional left's infrastructure under a mask of philanthropy. The four Arabella-controlled sister groups brought in $582 million in 2017 alone. Wow. If those four groups were a single entity, it would make them the 22nd largest public charity in America, with higher revenues than the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, or the Clinton Foundation. The size and scope of the Arabella network of funds demonstrates far more dark money exists on the left side of the political spectrum than has been previously admitted. All told, the company represents clients with collective assets totaling more than $100 billion. $100 billion. So you tell me where that money's coming from. Are you telling me you know for a fact that money isn't coming from the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia? Because what would be the greatest deal in the whole world if you could pay out $500 million and save your incredible $500 billion a year drug industry in the United States? Drug trafficking of $500 billion a year, and how about human trafficking, which might be another $500 billion? Certainly it's $100 billion, so together you make $600 billion a year. 1% would be $6 billion if you gave that to Democratic candidates. So they're giving a little pittance, $500 million, to Democratic candidates all over this country. That's why they're flush with cash. That's why they walk around going, oh, there's no problem at all with the, we don't need a wall. There's no problem at the border. There's no crisis at the border. There's nothing wrong with all these caravans coming to the border. There's nothing wrong with everyone entering the United States being broke, not speaking English of any kind, and then getting welfare cradle to grave for the rest of their lives and voting for the rest of their lives while stealing ID. Nothing wrong with that. Why would you think there's something wrong with that? Mexican drug cartel.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jefferson, Colorado County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Paez, the woman who prompted schools in and around Denver to close, has killed herself.
The FBI recently just confirmed that they have found Ms. Paez deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schrader adds,
we are concerned to get kids back to school, and so we're going to continue working with the school district, the school safety team.
Paez caused a massive scare across the Denver area after the FBI learned she flew to Denver from Miami and purchased a shotgun. She was reportedly obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting. President Trump is saying he will hold a news conference after the release of the redacted Mueller report on Thursday. We're also hearing that Attorney General William Barr will hold his press conference at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time right after the Mueller report is released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Those who watch the show because you're listening right now, but my radio show becomes a national TV show in hour number three, which is about 25 minutes from now on Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax. And those who watch say that the transformation has been unbelievable. I look 15 years younger, and it happened in the last year. And I go back and I look at old shows, and I go, holy crap, I look like a different person. And nobody reverses, you know, reverse ages. I mean, if anything, people get older every year. They don't look younger every year. Synagenics did that for me. Founded in 1997, they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. And they have done it for me. They've made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. The phone call is free, and it's a no-obligation consultation that is free as well. So you're not risking a thing by just calling and saying, you made Wayne Root great again. How can you make me great again, and what will it cost? Simple questions, right? 888-YOUNGER. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA or register at Cenogenics.com. 888-YOUNGER or Cenogenics, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Toll free call and a free no-obligation consultation. We've got our guest here, Christina Layla, who is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, and we talk about the top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com, my favorite website to go to each morning. And by the way, some people say things because they're on TV, they're on radio, and somebody's sponsoring something or somebody's doing them a favor. I am not saying that. I mean it. Every morning when I wake up, 6 o'clock in the morning, the very first place I go to a few places. I go to Drudge, I go to Breitbart, I go to Fox News, but go to Zero Hedge. But the number one first stop I make is thegatewaypundit.com. I love their stories. I love the twists they put on their stories. I love the facts they provide for their stories. They are truly fantastic. You guys do a great job, Christina. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about some of the biggest stories. I was just talking about Beto O'Rourke. Isn't it amazing how little Democrats give to charity? Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, they want everybody else to pay, but when it comes to their own money, they don't want anyone taking their money, and they don't even give to charity.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And when they asked Beto about it, tell everybody what he said.
Well, he said that he gave to charities and didn't itemize it. And then he said that essentially him just being a public servant is also considered charity, as if we're supposed to be, you know, we're graced with his presence, and that in itself is so charitable.
just him showing up with his handsome self is like a donation to all of us.
Right. It really is unbelievable.
He is so full of crap, and his ego is so big, and it arrives in the room before he does, about a half hour early. It's unbelievable. You mean, I've never heard of an answer like that. You mean, when I give a speech to run for president of the United States so someday I can retire as a billionaire and get paid $200,000 a speech, when I do that, I'm really sacrificing for the American people. You got to understand that. Can you imagine the balls to say that? That's amazing.
No.
All right.
No, he gave no money, $1,100 to charity when him and his wife brought in over $370,000 that year.
Which is no different than Bernie Sanders, who brought in over $1 million,
right.
and him and his wife gave $10,000. So they're both in the 1% club, but it's 1% of, you know, 1% giving to charity. That's not a good 1% club. Nobody wants to be in that club. Trump predicts it'll be crazy. Bernie Sanders versus Sleepy Joe Biden as the 2020 Democratic finalist. And I think that's interesting because I don't know why he's calling him Sleepy Joe Biden. Shouldn't he change it to Creepy Joe Biden?
Yeah, Creepy Hands Biden. That's what I call him.
I wonder if it's, I said this in the first hour of my show, I wonder if Trump did that on purpose, because by calling him creepy, it might be just a little bit too much, and the American people might have been, ugh, but if you say sleepy, they immediately all think creepy, because everybody's thinking deep down inside that his actions are creepy, so call him sleepy and they'll think creepy. Maybe that was Trump's idea.
Yeah, he kept it a little PG rated, and I think he was taking a shot at their age, because I think somebody just rolled out an op-ed. I think it was Byron York. He said, look, Bernie and Joe Biden are too old, because when Inauguration Day rolls around, they're going to be, both of them will be almost 80 years old on Inauguration Day. And
wow.
So I think he was maybe taking a shot at their age, so he kept the PG with creepy.
Right, but sleepy rhymes with creepy, so it's the first thing everybody thinks. I think that's what he meant. You know, Trump and I are like, you know, have the same brain, and we are like the brothers from another mother. And I just put out a tweet yesterday that said, I believe Bernie Sanders will be the 2020 nominee if I had to bet today. And I think that Pete, I never can pronounce his last name, so I call him Pete Booty. I always call him Pete Booty. I think Pete Booty will be the Democratic vice presidential. So I think it'll be Sanders and Booty. And sure enough, Trump puts out a tweet at almost the exact same time saying Sanders against Biden. So we're thinking the same way, as usual. I don't think Biden has any chance, though, do you? I think Biden's done.
No, I don't think he has a chance. There's too many women coming forward and saying that he inappropriately touched them, and I really don't think he has a message. We'll see. It looks like Sanders is raising the most money, and, you know, we'll see if he gets pushed out again like he did last time.
Yeah, Biden's having a hard time raising money, and that comes down to two things. Number one, I think a lot of donors are, don't want to give him money with all the controversy of him being creepy Joe Biden, and they see the writing on the wall. And then number two, I think he's just too moderate. You know, all the money goes to the conservative and the liberal. And people in the middle go, oh, the moderate, it's so important to be moderate. I'm the guy in the middle. Let's see you raise money as the guy in the middle. And the answer is you can't. There is no money in the middle. None. You're either a conservative or you're a liberal. Nobody cares about people in the middle. So that's why the Libertarian Party doesn't go anywhere. They always thought, we're both Republican and Democrat. We'll get everybody's money. And they get nobody's money. So we shall see. We shall see. All right. On the topic of the Cathedral of Notre Dame, Gateway Pundit and Wayne Root were of the same mind all day yesterday. You guys kept putting stuff up, and I kept saying on air kind of the same thing that, you know, I don't know who did it. It could have been just an accident. It may well have been the renovations. But it sure seems to me the right question to ask is, was this a terror attack, terror arson of some kind? Because there's been other attempted attacks on the same church, and there's been over 875 Catholic churches in France were vandalized just last year by radical Muslims. And so wouldn't it appear obvious that maybe, just maybe, this might have been arson, and all of a sudden the French are acting like, no. This was an accident. This was the company doing the renovations. I don't think it smells right.
I agree. Look, we've been reporting on these churches being vandalized. It's a logical question to ask. Was this arson? Was this a terrorist attack? Because nearly 1,000 churches have been vandalized. We know that the Islamic terrorists in France have carried out two large attacks, one in Nice on Bastille Day, another one at the Bataclan Theater. They've been targeting this cathedral. A woman was arrested and charged when she tried to park a car full of bombs in front of the church. So it's a logical question to ask. And, of course, the media is already coming out, and they immediately said it was an accident, that it was linked to the construction. And anyone who dared bring up another narrative was silenced. I know Fox News was cutting people's mics and not letting people even suggest that it may have been a terrorist attack or arson from some secularist.
I don't know what's happened to Fox. I just don't have any idea what's happened. Well, I mean, I have an idea. I mean, Rupert Murdoch is obviously retired. His two sons are big liberals from Europe. They've obviously given some sort of an edict at Fox that you're not allowed to ever discuss Muslim terrorism and put those two words together. Because the minute anyone tries to talk about it, you're gone. And I know that I was one of their favorite columnists at Fox News. And all of a sudden, they banned me completely, like a year ago. They just didn't want me coming on there at all anymore. Not just not on Fox. They stopped that, too. But, I mean, I used to write every week for them, and they won't allow my columns anymore at Fox News. And one of the people there, who I won't name because I don't want anyone to get fired, said to me, it's because they're so sensitive about Islam, and you've said some things in your columns, Wayne. And not only that, but you're a big, you know, competitor now at Newsmax TV, and they don't like you. So, I mean, they banned me from Fox. So it just goes to show you can't mention anything about Islamic terrorism at Fox, or they get very upset at you. So it just goes to show.
Yeah, we're going to have a Judge Jeanine.
Judge Jeanine, right? She's a good friend of mine. We tweet back and forth. Actually, we tweet text back and forth all the time. And, yes, same thing happened to her. But, look, it's a fact to say 875 Catholic churches in France were vandalized in 2018. It all happened at the hands of radicals and radical Muslims and radical Islam and radical fundamentalists, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know why anybody would debate that. And knowing that, when the biggest symbol of Catholicism and Christianity in the entire France goes up in a massive blaze that looks too big to be true, wouldn't you instantly think arson? I would. So I don't know. I have no idea. I've never claimed I know. I just think these are all good questions to ask, and I agree that Gateway Pundit should be asking those questions, and Wayne Root should be asking those questions.
Right, and it's not even just something new in 2018. Islamic terrorists have always targeted Christian Catholic churches. This is nothing new.
Well, someone targeted this specific one, the Cathedral of Notre Dame, and that girl got sentenced just on Friday.
Right.
So it seems to me, here you are, the holiest week of the year, heading for Easter. It's just not a mistake. It seems to me this wasn't arson, but, I mean, this wasn't a mistake. This wasn't an accident. It was arson. But who am I to say? I'm not an arson expert. So, you know, we have to listen to what's coming out of Europe. And unfortunately, I think that, you know, the Paris government is very soft on terrorism and soft on Muslims, Muslim immigration. I don't know how you trust what they're saying. We'll see. We'll see. The ruling by Attorney General Barr, I mentioned this to start my show, that he may keep tens of thousands of migrants waiting in detention indefinitely, I think that's a great step in the right direction.
Right. So the Attorney General, under the law, has the right to overturn any rulings by an immigration judge, and that's what Bill Barr did. So he's now forcing these immigrants to be detained while they await their status on their seeking their asylum.
The only issue is going to be
releasing them.
The only issue is going to be, where's the money going to come from? We only have enough money, my understanding is, to pay for 50,000 under detention, and there were 100,000 last month. So what are you going to do when there's a million over the next year? Where are you going to put a million people in detention facilities in the United States when there's no money for it? So Congress is going to have to deal with that now, you know?
Right. So I guess we got to send them back.
All right, the Gateway Pundit with all the hottest headlines and all the wildest controversies, they're all there. TheGatewayPundit.com. Christina Layla is the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. We love having her on every couple weeks. Christina, thanks for joining the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Warren Allyn, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. When we come back, I've got much more to talk to you about. Pro-family groups call on media and big tech to stop smearing Christians. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Ron Corey's book, Tenacity, the sponsor of this segment of the show. He's a Vegas tough guy, a former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all, and now he's telling the real story, the raw story. Nothing but the facts. The book's called Tenacity. It's the real story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is the voice of the audiobook. He, the star of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com website. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com for more details. But go to Amazon and get Tenacity as a book, an e-book, a Kindle, or the Michael Madsen audiobook, Tenacity. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring the book. This just out, Nobel Prize winner says Trump's reelection would boost the markets and postpone the recession. According to Nobel Prize winner Robert Shiller, an election victory for President Donald Trump would not only boost the stock market, but postpone the impending and imminent recession. Shiller is known for his behavioral finance research, believes Trump's reelection would resonate with the stock market. The president's pro-business policies would resonate with Wall Street for another 4 years, so believes Shiller. It also seems likely that when Jerome Powell's term as chairman expires, as chairman of the Fed, he'll bring someone in that he controls more and bring someone who can stimulate the economy without worrying, said the Yale University economics professor. It's also known that Trump is a model for extravagant living and spending. All these things are boosting the stock market. However, Schilling did famously predict two of the biggest bubbles of all time, the dot-com bubble and the housing bubble. Both times he published an edition of his book, Irrational Exuberance, which described and predicted each respective bubble. And in early March, he gave a 50% chance the economy would tip into recession within 18 months. And now he's saying, but not if President Trump is reelected. A weekend report by Goldman Sachs economist said that President Trump already has a narrow advantage in the 2020 election. So, looks good for Trump, and if he wins, looks good for the United States economy. I talked earlier about Seattle and Los Angeles and San Francisco being crap holes. Amazon is now making plans to exit the collapsing liberal sanctuary city of Seattle as drug addiction, homelessness, and high business taxes make the leftist stronghold increasingly uninhabitable. Amazon is making plans. They leaked plans to completely flee its longtime hometown of Seattle by the year 2023. This is what happens when you raise taxes too high and you have drug addicts and homeless people lying all around. Nobody wants to live there anymore. And then there's a story I want to tell you about. Well, first let me get to AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Everything's always a popular story when you talk about AOC. So she's the one that blew Amazon out of the water and cost billions of dollars and 25,000 jobs. So Amazon isn't coming to New York anymore because of her big mouth. She stopped it. So all the people that would have had jobs and all the stores that would have been supported by the people with jobs and all the wealth that would have been created is no longer there because this moron opened her mouth. And she didn't like it that Amazon was getting a tax break. But guess what? She demanded one for herself in 2012. In 2012, she had a company, Brook Avenue Press, which published children's books in the Bronx. And she was seeking a tax cut. She was a businesswoman seeking tax benefits for her startup. And she put a news release out. She said, plenty of entrepreneurs have started their businesses on a shoestring, and any break they receive means more flexibility for further growth. A tax break could mean part-time work for someone else or keeping a business's doors open long enough to turn a profit. Young entrepreneurs are playing a special role in developing promising creative enterprises for our future, and a small break can open up their resources for hiring, creating a new product, or reinvesting in the local economy. You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. So when she needed money, she was very quick to demand a tax break. Beg for a tax break, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is, when Amazon asked for money, she said, oh, they shouldn't come here. And she blew literally 25,000 jobs and billions of dollars in the New York economy. This is the example of liberals. They're all hypocrites. They all want all the money for themselves. And then here's an article as we leave this segment. I saw this article the other day in the Wall Street Journal. Columbia University, my alma mater, which is known as the most liberal college in America, the most communist college outside of Berkeley, right up there with Berkeley. On the East Coast, it's Columbia. On the West Coast, it's Berkeley. And we give honorable mentions to Brown and Harvard and a few others, Yale. But Columbia is as bad as it gets. And six campus police officers at Columbia, or security officers, were suspended after pinning down a black college student. And let me tell you the story as quick as I can. So this is a black college student at Columbia, and he walks into Barnard at 11 o'clock at night, which is the sister campus, women only. And he knows for a fact that you can't walk in at 11 o'clock at night without ID. Without ID, you are not allowed in. And he walks right by the security guy and says nothing. And the guy says, I need your ID. And he walks by him. And he keeps walking. And now the guy radios for help. And two more guys come. And he keeps walking. Let's see your ID. He keeps walking. Finally, there's six officers surrounding him. He could be there to rape women. Isn't this the Me Too movement? He could be on that campus, women's campus, a guy walking, refusing to show ID, to rape women. And they arrest him, basically. And he won't show his ID. And guess what? They suspended the officers because there were weeks of campus protests saying this is all because he's black. Can you imagine what a world we live in? Liberal morons.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.